Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Ship the Shore Radio. Radio.
Terrific defense by Wade and a nice rebound by Bosch. Here comes Dwayne for the bomb. Rock City East strikes again.
You can see it coming all the way. LeBron was up ahead of him in the right lane.
Take a look around. Tears from their eyes. Knees on the ground. Money in the sky. Take a look around. Ain't shit nice. Praying for my life. Hope I make it through the night. I take a look around.
And he drives it to center field. That's all deep. Back on Schaefer. At the wall.
Take a look
around. My goodness. An absolute bomb.
Take a look around.
Reggie Bush. With a big hole, hurtling it, a defender, and there he goes! And the dagger for the Miami Dolphins!
Take a look.
This is the Southernmost Sports Wrap, only at Ship to Shore Radio.
Oh, what's going on, everybody? It's another edition of the Southernmost NFL Preview. And the Zen Man from the Keys today. Limited internet access, but I'm getting it through in about a half an hour today. A lot of big games going on today. Just talking about last week and the games that went on. Last night's Thursday night game, Baltimore barely went in 23-16 over Cleveland. Then you had the Sunday games. The Dolphins fail again. A close game, but a long fourth down by Arizona in the end of regulation to send it to overtime, and Dolphins with another turnover in overtime. Cardinals won by 3, 24-21. Falcons beat the Panthers by 2, 30-28. The Minnesota Vikings extend their streak. They win again. They're atop now on the NFC North with a 20-13 victory for the Vikings over the Lions on the road. New England, Buffalo was up early 21-7, but the Patriots closed with 31 points in the fourth quarter. They went 52-28. San Diego at Kansas City, high-scoring game. San Diego wins 37-20. Seattle at St. Louis. The Rams win 19-13. San Francisco at New York Jets. Jets failed to score points. San Francisco wins 34-0. Tennessee at Houston, as is every other team that plays Houston. Houston wins easily, 38-14. Oakland at Denver. Denver just spanked them, 37-6. Cincinnati at Jacksonville. The spread was only about 2 points for Cincinnati, but I figured it was going to be a blowout, and it was, 27-10, Cincinnati. New Orleans at Green Bay. Two teams that had a great start. And Green Bay winning by 1, 28-27. Saints still winless. Green Bay 2-2. Washington at Tampa Bay. Washington with a huge drive at the end instead of a field goal. They went 24-22. The Giants at Eagles. Surprising game for the Eagles. They are now 3-1 after this victory, 19-17. And all three of their victories have been by 1 or 2 points. So they, at the moment, are 3-1. If you want to call this season impressive, I don't know. And last but not least, Dallas and Chicago on Monday night. Chicago, huge game. 5 interceptions on Romo. They win 34-18 on the road. A lot of talk about that game. Cutler had a great night offensively. Had a questionable situation with his offensive coordinator on sidelines. But as far as the Bears and winning games goes, they're looking pretty good. This week there's been already one game, Thursday night. St. Louis winning 17-3 against Arizona. Arizona now has lost a game. They were really 4-0 before that, so now they're 4-0. 4-1. St. Louis, a career high, franchise high, 9 sacks in the game. Pretty good for me, actually, to give St. Louis defense. Call it smart, call it lucky, I don't know. Just looking into today's games, you have the Dolphins at Bengals. This is all 1 o'clock games. Green Bay at Indianapolis, Baltimore at Kansas City, Cleveland at New York Giants, Philadelphia at Pittsburgh, Atlanta at Washington, Seattle at Carolina, Chicago at Jacksonville, Tennessee at Minnesota. Chicago, Jacksonville, Tennessee, Minnesota, 4 o'clock games. Denver at New England, Buffalo at San Francisco are all the other 4 o'clock. Seattle, Carolina is also 4 o'clock as well. Everything else was 1 o'clock. And tonight we have San Diego and New Orleans, 3-1 Chargers at 0-4 Saints. You have to favor the Saints in this one. But so far, it's tough. I mean, it's hard to root for a team if they're 0-4. They think they're going to win, but I know they're going to get one eventually. Almost got one in Green Bay last week. Just a bad start to the season for them. And Monday night, you have Houston at the Jets. I don't see much of a contest. I think at the last few games, you know the Jets aren't a good team. And I think Houston is the best team in football, so we'll see how that works. With that, let's move into my predictions. My predictions today, I had predicted the Rams to win on Thursday night, 21-20. They did one by more than that, obviously, one by 14 points. I predict the Bengals to beat the Dolphins, 31-24. Packers over the Colts, 30-20. Rams over the Chiefs, 38-13. I think the Giants are going to spank the Browns today, 30-3. Steelers over the Eagles, 20-17. Falcons over the Redskins, 23-18. Carolina over Seattle, 28-16. Chicago at Jacksonville, I see Chicago wins 27-17. Tennessee at Minnesota, I like Minnesota in this matchup. They're having a good season. I think they went at home, 31-17. New England home against Denver. I find New England have to win this game, but I think Denver's going to play tough. They're having a good season as well. Peyton Manning and Tom Brady usually go down to the wire with their games. I think it's going to be 26-22 victory for New England. San Francisco and Buffalo have San Fran winning big, 35-15. San Diego at New Orleans, high-scoring game. I think Drew Brees and the Saints get their first victory, 34-26 over the San Diego Chargers. And last but not least, it might be worse than this, even though this is already pretty bad. I think Houston wins 35-16 in New York on Monday Night Football against the Jets. And just some random news. Today, if Drew Brees scores a touchdown pass, he sets an NFL record for the longest streak of games with at least one touchdown pass, 48, which will top Johnny Unitas. So, good luck to him. Sean Payton, who obviously is suspended for a year and cannot be in contact with the team, he has been allowed to visit the game to witness history. So, that's just a little funny fact right there. Just moving on really quickly, here are my power rankings for the week. Here's how it looks. I still have the Browns at number 32. At 31, I have the Chiefs. At 30, I have the Jaguars. 29, the Raiders. 28, the Tennessee Titans. 27, the Colts. 26, the Dolphins. 25, the Seahawks. 24, the Rams. 23, the Buccaneers. 22, the Jets. 21, the Bills. 20, the Redskins. At 19, the Cowboys. At 18, the Lions. Number 17, the Saints. Number 16, the Panthers. 15, the Steelers. At number 14, the Chargers. 13, Vikings. 12, Denver Broncos. 11, New York Giants. At number 10, the Eagles. At number 9, the Packers. At number 8, the Bears. 7, the Bengals. At 6, the Cardinals. 5, Atlanta Falcons. 4, New England Patriots. And then the top three, the Ravens, the Niners, and at number one, Houston Texans. I don't know if they're going to move from that spot in a while, for a while. Too good. I know they talk about them a lot, but I just like the team. Complete team. And last year, I actually predicted them to make the Super Bowl, but then they got their first two quarterbacks injured. Everybody's healthy this year. And I like their team. I just hope they stay healthy, play fair. You know, the franchise just started about 8 or 9 years ago, and already it's just good. So, how they move on week to week. And moving on with my predictions, I also have my fantasy predictions today. Here are my fantasy predictions. This week, I believe QBs, Eli Manning will have the best day, 350 yards, 4 touchdowns. Drew Brees at home, 320, 3 touchdowns. At Matt Schaub, I think he'll have 300 yards, 3 touchdowns versus the Jets. Roethlisberger, 300 yards, 2 touchdowns versus the Eagles. And Jay Cutler, 290, 2 touchdowns versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. Your running back, I like Sproles at home against the Chargers. I think it'll be a big game for the Saints today. He usually gets a lot of passes and rushes. I think 120 yards, 2 touchdowns total. Ray Rice against the Chiefs, 110 yards, 2 touchdowns. Adrian Peterson against the Titans, 90 yards, 2 touchdowns. Maurice Jones-Drew at home against the Bears. Bears are tough, but he's still going to get 100 yards and 1 touchdown. And Frank Gore against the Bills at home, 90 yards, 1 TD. And for your wide receivers, Victor Cruz. I also think the Giants are going to have a big game as well, especially through the air and the Browns, especially had a tough loss last week. Victor Cruz, I think, is going to have 150 yards, 2 touchdowns. Andre Johnson on the road, playing the Jets Monday night, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns. Wes Welker, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns for the Patriots. Against the Broncos, Brandon Marshall at Jacksonville, 110 yards, 1 TD. And, yes, Brian Hartline, 110 yards, 1 TD at Cincinnati. Brian Hartline, I had to put him up here. He's leading the league in receiving. And him and Tannehill already have a pretty nice chemistry going on. So I do feel that they're going to have a good game. And I'm going to see if I can get my fantasy performance from last week. As like I said earlier, I'm kind of limited with internet here. I'm just basically doing everything from my phone because I am actually in the Keys. But it's pricey pay. We're going to be doing some of the NFL pregame show. And let me see real quick. I cannot get the last week's fantasy performers. I'll work on getting it, and then I'll try to get it to you guys for the end of the show. Just moving on really quick to my injury report. Arizona St. Louis already played. Not going to go into that game. Look at the Falcons Washington Redskins matchup. Looking at players that are out. Michael Palmer, tight end for the Falcons, is out. And you have Cedric Griffin and Brandon Merriweather out for the Washington Redskins. For the Eagles, nobody's out really. For the Steelers, no injuries for the Steelers. That's good for them. Even Mendenhall should play. So Palomalu, Mendenhall, James Harrison, they're all full participated in practice and probable. For the Packers, Ray Jennings looks like he's going to be out today. Don't start him. The Colts, Pat Anger, Vontae Davis are out. Justin King, cornerback, is out. For Browns and Giants game, for the Browns, a lot of injuries, but looks like nobody big is out. For the Giants, that Hakeem Nicks and Kenny Phillips are out today. So do not start them. For Tennessee and Minnesota, Jake Locker, quarterback, is out, so it looks like Hasselbeck will get the start. Jared Cook is probable. Kenny Britt is questionable. Did not participate in practice. So, really wouldn't risk with those players. For Minnesota Vikings, nobody big. So everybody should play. Dolphins and Bengals game. No big injuries here, actually. Baltimore, Kansas City. Torrey Smith, probable. For Kansas City, Glenn Dorsey, defensive end, is out. Peyton Hillis, running back, is out. For the Seahawks, Carolina Panthers game. Nobody big. Seattle. And it looks like everybody should be fine. John Beeson, linebacker, and Chris Gamble, cornerback for the Carolina Panthers. So the defense might be a little banged up today. For Bears and Jacksonville Jaguars, Matt Forte is probable. He should play. Earl Bennett has a hand injury. He is questionable. He had limited practice participation. For the Jaguars, looks like everybody's fine. For the Denver Broncos-Patriots game, everybody's probable for Denver. New England's always got a huge list. Julian Edelman is out, along with Steve Gregory, their safety. A lot of questionables, Gronkowski, Hernandez, Hightower. Those are all questionable players today. I mean, it's tough when you have those two tight ends, or at least one of them, because they're usually high fantasy players. I would say probably start them, but if you have anybody else to put on there, I'd rather have a healthy guy
that's mediocre
than, questionable guy. You got to get some points.
Buffalo Bills, San Francisco 49ers. The only injuries for this game I see, Brandon Jacobs is questionable. So we'll see if he gets in healthy, but they should be fine anyways. It's a pretty easy game for them. Chargers, Saints, San Diego's really, they're okay. They're going to be without Nate Kading, their kicker. For the Saints, Lance Moore has a hamstring injury. He's going to be gone. Texans and Jets. Houston's got a long line of players, but everybody seems to be probable. Nobody big is out. Ben Tate, the running back, is questionable. He's a big backup there for Arian Foster. For the Jets, got a big list. Wow. I think the Jets officially have, I think this goes in order by list of how many people are injured. Jeremiah Bell, probable. Dustin Keller is doubtful. Joe McKnight, running back, is questionable. Darrell Revis is out. Mark Sanchez is probable. Everybody else is really fantasy-wise. Those are your injury issues for today. Just give me 1 second. I'm going to actually pull up the fantasy production from last week. Pulling it up right here. Week 4. Alright, here's what I have so far. I'm not doing it by position. I'm just going to do full out fantasy players. I'll do the top 20 that we had from last week. With 80 points. Drew Brees had the highest amount of points last week. 446 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Huge game for him, 35 completions. At number 2, Aaron Rodgers, 72.5 points. 31 completions, 319 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 pick, 13 rushing yards. Number 3, Peyton Manning with 67 points. He has 338 yards, 3 TDs. Tom Brady has 65.5 points, 340 yards, 3 touchdowns. Matt Ryan, number 5, 58 points. He had 369 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. Robert Griffin III tops this list at number 6 with 57.5 points, 323 yards. No touchdowns, but he had one rushing, eight rushes, 36 yards. Number 7, Matthew Stafford, 319 yards. No touchdowns. He had a rushing touchdowns, 4 rushes, 14 yards, 1 TD. He had 57 points as well. Kevin Cole for the Cardinals had 29 completions, 324 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 picks for 56.9 points. Joe Flacco with 356 yards, 1 touchdown. Cam Newton, 215 yards, 2 touchdowns. Brian Hartline, I mean, this is a receiver cracking the top 11. I mean, he had a huge game. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 350 yards, 4 TDs, 4 picks. Ryan Tannehill, 431 yards, 1 touchdown. Eli Manning, 309 yards, and 2 TDs. Andy Dalton, 244, 2 touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown, so 3 total on the day. Roddy White, 169 yards, 2 touchdowns. Just finishing up my bottom 10 here. Michael Vick, 241 yards, 1 touchdown, and 49 rushing yards. Matt Schaub, 202 passing yards, 2 touchdowns. Just, you know, that team, I mean, it's not huge stats, I guess, by Schaub, but safe stats. I mean, they have the rushing, they have the best rushing in the game. Marshawn Lynch, 20 carries, 118 yards, 1 touchdown, 37 receiving yards. Marquise Colston for the Saints at the Packers, 153 yards in the air, 1 TD. Willis McGahee, 112 rushing yards, 1 touchdown, 23 receiving yards. Josh Freeman, 300 yards, 1 TD, 1 pick. Stephen Ridley, running back for the Patriots, 22 rushes, 106 yards, 2 touchdowns. And my last two, Brandon Whedon, 320, 1 pick, no touchdowns. And Jake Cutler, 275, 2 touchdowns. And that was his day, topping it off with 38.5 points. So those were your fantasy leaders from last week, at least in my league. Everybody's league is different. I mean, my league has receiving half a point per rush, 1 per reception, 1 per completion. I have return yards. I had defensive players. I like using a complete thing, you know. If it's a player making yards, it should be counted for. So that's the way my league goes. And with that, thank you all for listening in. And I was limited today, but I got my show in. So hope you all were listening. And I hope I can help you all out with everything. And with that, make sure you join me on Thursday night at 11 o'clock. With me and Hootie for another edition of the Simo Sports Wrap. Like I said, we will have a special host on the show. He was Tim Tebow's roommate, actually, in college, played for the Gators for 4 years. We'll have him on the show. And next week I'll be live again. Should be from Miami this time. Next time, another edition of the Simo Cinema pregame show, 11 o'clock in the morning. So with that, thanks for listening, and good luck to all your teams out there. I'll see you all next week. Thank you.